Let's see, we are continuing in today's Mishnah Yomi, and today we find ourselves in Perakei, the fifth chapter of Maseches Demai, and we will be learning in Mirtza Hashem Mishnayos Aleph and Beis. So Mishnah Aleph says as follows, Halakeach min hanachtum ketzad hu ma'aser. So interestingly enough, if one buys bread, now we're talking about again, bread that was produced with demai flour. So now I buy the bread, I have to take the necessary tithes from the bread. So how do you do it? Notol kidei trumas ma'aser v'chala. So remember again, it's important to know, we've said this already, that when separating trumas, well, separating tithes from demai, one doesn't have to separate out truma gidola. And the reason for that is because we assume that even ami ha'aretz separate out truma gidola for the kohen. So one doesn't have to do that. So what does one do? No tolkidei trumas meiser v'chala. The first thing is, you mark off a piece of the loaf for trumas meiser. Trumas meiser is 1/100th of the loaf. And ultimately, chala. Chala is 1/48th of the loaf. Va'omer, and a person says, echad mimea mimashi yeshkan, hareze betzad maser. Person should say, that 1/100th of this entire loaf, right? He demarcates a part of it, and he says 1/100th of this entire loaf is considered to go ahead and be meiser rishon. And again, on one side of the demarcation, usha'ar meiser samachlo, and ultimately, again, the rest of meiser rishon. Right, the rest of meiser rishon. In other words, remember again, the other 9/100ths. Ultimately, again, is also designated as Maaser Rishon. Again, that's on the other side of the demarcation, we'll call it. Zesha Asisi Maaser Asay Trumas Maaser Alav. Then again, we say that ultimately, again, the tenth, right, the tenth that I took on the first side, right, that ultimately, again, is made into Trumas Maaser for the rest of the Maaser Rishon that's on the other side. Vashar Chalo, and the rest, ultimately, again, is designated as chala. See, here again, the Mishnah is mamish getting into the technicalities of how to actually separate out the demai tithes from the loaf. Umayser sheni, bitzvono bedromo. And ultimately, again, he goes now, again, this is all the recitation that he's making. See, umayser sheni, ultimately, again, should be designated on the northern side of the loaf, or on the southern side of the loaf. And again, with umayser sheni, umechulal al hamos. Now, the umayser sheni piece, you just simply go ahead and what? You just simply deconsecrate that onto money. Ultimately, the loaf becomes permitted for consumption. The money must be taken to Yerushalayim to be spent on food. Incredible. That's Mishnah Aleph. So again, just a technical Mishnah getting into how one is supposed to tithe demai. Mishnah Bey says as follows, Harot lahafrish truma u'trumas meitzer ba'achos. So now we're transitioning a little bit. At this point in time, again, the Mishnah is talking about not demai, but what we call tevel. Tevel, remember again, is produce that definitely has not been tithed. Right? I picked it from the field. It definitely has not been tithed. That's called tevel. How do you tithe tevel? Harot zelahafish truma utrumas meiser b'achos. Now this is talking about a person who wants to tithe and save time. So he wants to separate out truma and trumas meiser at the same time. So what does he do? Notol echad mishloshim mishalosh ushlish. So ultimately, again, he marks off on the loaf, right? Literally, again, 3/100ths of, I'm sorry, this is actually not a loaf, excuse me. Here it's tevel. So here, by the tevel case, we're talking about, let's say, a pile of grain, right? So whereas the first case, the previous Mishnah, we were talking about where he bought a loaf of demai bread. How does he go ahead and separate out the different pieces? In this case, I have a pile of wheat that is tevel, a pile of grain that's tevel. How do I separate out? So number one, notel echad mishloshim mishalosh ushlish. You take out 1/300th of the pile. And what do you say, Va'omer? Echad mimea mima sheyeshkan. So first I say 1/100th of the pile. Hareze bitzad ze chulin. Ultimately, again, is set aside as chulin. Vashar truma al hakol. And the rest, ultimately, again, in other words, the 2/100ths of the pile, ultimately, again, is separated as truma. Now, here's what's interesting. So, right, instead, right, the 2/100ths of the pile become truma. Umea chulin shiyeshkan. And ultimately, again, now remember, at this point in time, a person has taken care of the truma obligation. Now, a person has to go ahead and take care of meiser rishon and trumas meiser. So, what do I do? Umea chulin shiyeshkan. And remember, again, the 1/100th of the pile that I originally set aside as chulin, harei ze bitzat ze meiser, ultimately again is designated on one side of the demarcated area as meiser rishon, ushar meiser samochlo, And the rest of the Maaser Rishon, ultimately, again, will be on the other side. Zesha Asisi Maaser Asay Trumas Maaser Alav. Ultimately, again, the section that I just made as part of Maaser Rishon is made into Trumas Maaser for the rest of the Maaser Rishon. Maaser Sheni B'Tzvono B'Dromo. And again, in the pile, you go ahead and you designate Maaser Sheni on the northern side of the pile, the southern side of the pile, U'Mechulal Al Hamaos. And ultimately, again, the Maaser Sheni itself can be deconsecrated onto money, with the money being taken to Yerushalayim and spent on food items. All right, Shkayach, everyone. With a little bit of a technical, topical, couple of Mishnayos, we'll stop over here. And we look forward to answering the continuing Mishnayos Gimel and Dalet tomorrow. Have a great day.